Yeah, I think that he's frustrated that he's dropped a couple balls. He's made some spectacular catches as well, so we're certainly looking for consistency. I think David is in the rookie mode. This is his first training camp that we've put virtually all of the offense in at this point. We're seeing a lot of different defensive looks from Greg, which over the long haul will help us a great deal. It complicates the assignments a bit right now. So I think he's in that process. We've only had four or five padded practice days, and he's absorbing the information. He's progressing well. Certainly a lot of things to grow on and a lot of things to clean up. But I'm very happy with the way he works and the progress that we are making. And he'll become more consistent catching the ball, I believe, as he becomes more confident in the system and what he's doing.
So you think he's just thinking about what he's supposed to do instead of thinking about physically catching it?
Yeah, I think every young player goes through a little bit of that. You want to be precise in your routes. You want to be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. And as it becomes more natural for him within the system, I think he'll relax and he'll make fine. He'll make plays.
It's also going to be challenging for him, though, once you get into games and stuff, that it becomes more
physical. Ironically, in this game, it's a little bit easier in game weeks because you deal with less offense to know. And you have more film to watch of your opponent, so you can anticipate perhaps more what you're going to see. Physically, he's played the position. He's an extraordinary athlete. He's a big, strong guy. I think he'll handle the physical part of it fine. And he's a very bright young man. He'll be fine as we go forward. I'm not concerned.
He was described Seth as an emerging player. Where do you see him make the biggest jump from rookie season?
Seth is a stronger, faster version of what he was a year ago. He is very, very bright, studies the game. A quick learner, quick study. He has become an outstanding route runner at this point. Very efficient, very quick in and out of his breaks, consistent hands, and a better athlete than perhaps people think. I mean, he can run, he can jump, he can change direction really well. So yeah, I'm hopeful, as Hugh has said, I'm hopeful that he has a big year and is an emerging player. We have to do it in the games, but to this point in practice, and what he did at the end of last season, I thought showed real progress. So very excited about Seth and where he's headed.
How do the Valve and Njoku differ so that when you have them on the field perhaps at the same time, it's going to get people?
Well, they're different in that you know, David's a little bit taller. They both run well. In the end, I'm hopeful that they can do virtually the same things. We don't want them each to be a type that only does a few things specifically to themselves when they're on the field. We want them to be able to do a broad-based approach to the offense. So I don't think there'll be that much difference when we get down the road a little ways.
What impact do you think the tight ends will make in this offense, and how much can they help this offense?
The tight ends are really important to the offense. They're important in the NFL right now. We play, all the teams play with multiple tight ends on the field. They're not just blockers and guys that catch the ball in the flat. They stretch the field now. They run breaking routes. They just don't run, you know, posts and angles. They cross the formation. So we ask the tight ends to run virtually every route that the wide receivers do. And then you get into the ball games, you're just looking for matchups and the best way to utilize those talents. But they'll be used attached to the line of scrimmage in the slot, detached out wide. You'll see them everywhere.
You got a lot of experience in scouting, right?
I do,
but,
yep.
From that standpoint, when you scout a guy like Njoku, and know what you know then, and you see what he is in a pro setting, what are the things that cross your mind that maybe reaffirm what you saw when you were just scouting?
Oh, the easy thing in looking at David was to see the physical aspect. You know, he's a national champion in the high jump, a 7-foot high jumper in the ACC while playing football at 250 pounds. So that part is easy. When you get to know him, he's very prideful in a way that he expects the most of himself, and he pushes himself. And I think those are the things that give you a chance to be a good pro. You know, the willingness to fight through the grind of training camp, to continue to learn, to refine your craft. And he has exhibited all those qualities so far, and I assume that will continue. I expect it to continue.
You know, the Bengals had those high-pick tight ends.
Yes.
How hard is that position to project?
Not too hard. You know, it's the same offense that we had there. Basically, we've made a few changes to it. But what's happened in college football is you have all of these guys coming out of high school that are 6'3 to 6'6, and maybe they're 220 pounds in high school, and they're a multi-sport athlete, and they're becoming the college tight end. And so you have a big pool of talent like that to choose from. And so it's not hard to find big athletic guys right now. They're playing football and playing the tight end position and outside linebacker.
When you hear that a coach is tight end friendly or he likes to use his tight ends, does that mean anything? Or is it you actually a guy that likes to use his tight ends?
I think that Hugh likes to use anybody that'll make a play. And if the tight ends will make plays, they'll get the ball. If they don't make plays, it'll go to somebody else. But that's kind of the approach. It's always nice if you have big, good athletes who can run that do make plays, because they're a real tough matchup. They're hard to tackle one-on-one in the secondary. You can throw the ball up to them. But our guys, and I think we have those abilities, but we have to show it here in the exhibition season going into the regular season.
We've seen some tackle tight end formations out there in the world and stuff. And Joe kind of working with some of the young tight ends. What's having him like as a resource as a tight ends coach, especially with young guys who are seen as more receivers? Like
yeah. Well, Joe really studies the game, obviously. The other thing that where Joe can be a good resource is because he plays the game not as a mauler necessarily. He's such a good athlete that there are things that he does from a technique standpoint that can apply to the tight ends. If he were a guy that only had power, there wouldn't be as much carryover for them. But Joe can play both games. I mean, he can power pipe people off the ball, and he could play a guy in space and block him well. So he's a great resource. I ask Joe questions. I mean, he's been around a long time. He thinks about the game at a very high level, and it's always good to bounce something off him and see what his thoughts are. If he has, in his experience, if there's something he could pull from that maybe we hadn't seen yet, then it's good. We have to remember, in my room, Randall's played, I think, in 10 games, and Seth's played in about that number of games, but to a lesser degree. So we're still at a point where we don't have that veteran presence right now that pulls these guys forward. I'm happy with what we have because they're all good, smart guys. But when you have a guy like Joe around, it would be silly not to check in with him, too.
Time to play him, maybe.
I will tell you that with Hugh, there are no limits to what could happen from a formation standpoint as we go along. So stay tuned. It could be anything.
One of the general scouting observations that came out about this year's crop of tight ends was that was one of the best in years.
I think that's right.
Would you flesh that out? What made this crop one of the best?
Well, even just in the first round, all three of the guys that went in the first round can run routes like a receiver. And the first two guys, all three of those guys, have the ability to block some more than a little more than others, but they're just such good athletes. They can play anywhere on the field. They can catch the ball vertically. They can throw them screens. I think that's the difference. They're just so versatile. And all of those guys in the first round certainly are like that. And then as you go along, there were a lot of tight ends. Some were more of one type than another, but all of them have a role to play and can be successful in the NFL. So, yeah, it was a good class this year, no doubt.
Transition to a different topic, but, you've known Hugh. I'm guessing you know him real well.
I know Hugh pretty well, yeah.
But what about you, to you, would recommend him as a guy who's going to make it as a head coach?
I think that Hugh has a burning desire for his team to be successful. And I know that every coach has that, but he's there every day. He's the same person every day with the players and the coaches. And I think I've seen some of the players make that same comment in the paper, and it's true. So that's where his leadership comes from. He explains, leadership is simple to explain. You know, this is what we expect, and we're going to hold you accountable to that. It's not so easy to do day in and day out, but he has that ability. I think people are drawn, have always been drawn, to his leadership skills, his personality. He's an optimistic guy. He's demanding, but you can have some fun, and he makes the focus very, very clear. Everybody understands exactly where we're headed and what's expected, and we follow suit.
This might be hard to put your finger on, but you've been with the two teams in the Battle of Ohio now. What's the difference in tone of the way Marvin runs it and the way it's being run here?
Oh, they're different personalities. I mean, Marvin has been very successful and does things his way. That doesn't have any effect on what Hugh does. Hugh's himself. and just a strong, determined personality.